Osakaya. The other day, I was talking to a friend of mine about the interesting posters used by the Osaka police to recruit new officers. It reminded me of quite a funny experience I had with the police shortly after I moved to Osaka myself. I came to Japan after graduating university, about 15 years ago, but I moved to Osaka just a couple of years ago. Anyway, since I lived for a long time in the countryside of Tohoku, I had a habit of leaving my door unlocked. That's where my story with the police begins. One day I was at home, working on my computer and listening to music with my earphones in. It was about 3 p.m. when I heard a sound at my door. I heard such a sound once a month, as the person who read my water meter would put the bill in the letterbox at my door. I guessed it was the water meter person. Anyway, 2 or 3 minutes later, the sound hadn't stopped, which I thought was strange. When I turned around to look at the door, I was shocked to see a middle-aged man, a total stranger, had taken off his shoes at my entrance and was looking into my rooms. Surprised, I asked, "Who are you?" in Japanese. The man looked confused, and after a moment he asked who I was. His behavior was very odd, and so I just told him it was my house and he needed to leave. After a very strange discussion, he wouldn't leave, so I pushed him outside and locked my door. I wondered if he was just a drunk, confused old man. Unfortunately, he kept ringing my doorbell and just wouldn't go away. So I decided I had to call the police. Because the man didn't seem dangerous, just confused, I was quite calm when I called the police. Speaking in Japanese, I described what had happened. The responder asked if the man smelt like alcohol. I said that he seemed drunk, but no, that he didn't smell like alcohol. The funniest part of the story came after that. The responder, of course in Japanese, asked my address so he could send two officers. I gave him my address. Then he asked my name. When I told him Robert Paulson, his next almost robotic question surprised me. Nihongo daijoubu desu ka? But we had just been speaking for several minutes in Japanese. I was so surprised, I just said, ichio, and hung up the phone. When the police arrived, the man had already gone. The police were very friendly, speaking in a thick Osaka dialect. Asking me a few questions, they teased me a little bit too, telling me this wasn't the inaka, and I should probably lock my doors. Lesson learned.